It's 7:45. Good morning, I'm Anthony Murnell with KRWG News. New Mexico state officials are sending $157 million to around 1,000 child care providers in the state. The money can be used to pay rent, utilities, and labor costs. It's the latest investment in child care made possible by federal pandemic relief funds. Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham said on Wednesday that a strong child care industry is needed to support working parents. Eligibility now includes families of four with incomes as high as $93,000. Arlington High School in Texas has resumed classes after it became the site of the most recent school shooting earlier this month. The shooting came after a state law permitting open carry of handguns without a license took effect, and weeks before the U.S. Supreme Court will take up its first major Second Amendment case in more than a decade. Here's Ross Brown from the Texas News Service.
A Texas law took effect September 1st, allowing residents who are 21 years of age or older to carry handguns in public without a license. The Arlington High School student involved in the shooting was 18. Brady United Against Gun Violence President Chris Brown says it's alarming that once again, back to school has meant back to school shootings.
This is a uniquely American epidemic, and as a parent, I'm disgusted that we continue to live this way.
On November 3rd, the U.S. Supreme Court will hear oral arguments in a major Second Amendment case that centers on whether the Constitution guarantees the right to carry guns outside the home. Brown says between August 1st and September 15th, there have been at least 30 instances of gunfire on school grounds, killing five and wounding more than 20 people.
The culture is, well, of course, the way to solve conflicts is to bring a gun. And we have solutions to this sitting before us, and we're not acting on them.
While the permitless carry law easily passed the Texas legislature, Brown notes that police associations were opposed.
It's law enforcement across the state of Texas who were most vocal in saying, please don't overturn the permitting system that has worked really well.
The number of shootings in Texas, not including suicides, increased 14% this year, according to data compiled by the Gun Violence Archive. For Texas News Service, I'm Roz Brown.
Let's go now to a local viewpoint. New Mexico's state treasurer has questioned a move by Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham. Some thoughts from commentator Walt Rubel.
State Treasurer Tim Eichenberg has apparently decided that if the weak and subservient New Mexico legislature will not stand up for itself, he'll do it for them. Eichenberg, who previously served in the state Senate, has written a court brief in support of a lawsuit filed by two state senators, Republican Greg Baca and Democrat Jacob Candelaria, challenging the authority of Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham to spend federal relief money without going through the legislative process. The governor's office says the state constitution only gives the legislature the authority to appropriate state funds, not federal funds such as those flowing through the recently passed pandemic relief bill. They say a court ruling nearly 50 years ago regarding federal funding for universities backs up that position. Eichenberg says that's a misreading of the Constitution. But his most effective argument was not to the law, but rather to good government. Removing the legislature from the process would allow disbursement of public funds without necessary oversight and public accountability, he argued. But it's not clear that the legislature wants the authority being sought, or could quickly and effectively appropriate those funds if given that authority. Baca undoubtedly has the support of all members of the Republican caucus, but Candelaria just as undoubtedly does not have the support of his fellow Senate Democrats. Senate Finance Committee Chairman George Munoz, who's one of the most conservative Democrats left in the Senate following the 2020 election, said only that it would be good to have a ruling by the Supreme Court on the issue. Democrats in the legislature made it clear during this year's session that they will not act to defend their constitutional powers if those powers are being taken by a governor from their own party. A bill by Baca would have empowered the Legislative Council Committee, which is made up of leaders from both parties and meets once a month, to vote on any emergency order issued by the governor after 45 days. The bill was heavily amended during the committee process through good faith negotiations on both sides. Democrats who helped shape that final bill and supported it in the committee voted against it after the governor threatened a veto. There's always going to be a power imbalance between a part-time legislature that works either 30 or 60 days a year versus a governor's office that's going year-round. None of this should be seen as a criticism of how Governor Lee has exercised her emergency powers or spent the federal money. But if our democracy calls for three co-equal branches, no one person should have that power alone. With this week's commentary, I'm Walt Rubel.
Walt Rubel's opinions are his own and do not necessarily reflect the views of KRWG Public Media or NMSU.